Daily Rest, Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. This week's theme is Places of His Passion. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane. Matthew 26, verse 36. Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus' will versus my will. I know my strengths and positive attributes. Yes, I know my weaknesses and frailties too. Others close to me will know these things about me as well, but the secret longings and desires of my heart, unless I share them, are known only to me. And of course, the Lord. God knows our secret thoughts before they are even formed in our minds. If we are honest with ourselves, we know that our will or desire often does not align with His. We work hard. We suffer and sacrifice in this life. Is it too much to ask for some pet desires to come our way, even if they may be outside of God's will? Couldn't God just overlook these little indiscretions? Doesn't God want me to be happy? Yes, God wants us to be eternally happy. He knows the passing pleasures of this world are nothing compared to the blessings He has in store for us. He also knows that sin serves as a wedge between us and Himself. Ask for some pet desires to come our way, even if they may be outside of God's will? Couldn't God just overlook these little indiscretions? Doesn't God want me to be happy? Yes, God wants us to be eternally happy. He knows the passing pleasures of this world are nothing compared to the blessings He has in store for us. He also knows that sin serves as a wedge between us and Himself. He would have us confess our sins and turn from them. This is why in the Garden of Gethsemane Jesus prayed, "Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Jesus was asking that the cup of humiliation and suffering would pass from Him, and perhaps another avenue of salvation be found. But God was adamant. Jesus' path of suffering, crucifixion, and death was the only way to make the payment for sins and to merit salvation for mankind. So